Document block lifted. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Federal prosecutors are now free to examine some of the documents seized from former President Trump's home.
A federal appeals court granting the Justice Department's request to continue reviewing classified documents seized by the FBI from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The three-judge panel pausing a lower court's order blocking investigators from reviewing the records pending a review by an independent arbiter known as a special master. The former president's lawyers had argued that an independent review of the records was essential, while the DOJ warned preventing officials from viewing the materials impedes the government's efforts to protect the nation's security.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, there could be an appeal by the former president's legal team to the U.S. Supreme Court. The former president says New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a lawsuit against him and his children, claiming he inflated the value of his real estate holdings strictly to enhance her own political career.
I actually thought that they would never bring a case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case, I was of the impression she wanted to settle. But I had a problem, because how do you pay something, even if it's a small amount of money, if you're not guilty?
The former president telling Fox's Hannity it's a disgrace that Attorney General James has focused on him and his family and done nothing to stop people from murdering. Ukraine's President Zelensky in a video address telling the United Nations General Assembly yesterday Russia must be punished for its invasion of his country. President Biden calling the invasion an affront to the UN itself.
If nations can pursue their imperial ambitions without consequences, then we put at risk everything this very institution stands for. Everything.
The president also announced a nearly $3 billion food aid package to help countries experiencing food shortages because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The city of Milwaukee is being sued by its own police officers over their weapons.
The lawsuit filed by the Milwaukee Police Association claims service weapons have misfired three times in the past 2 years, injuring two officers.
We really do feel that it's the duty of the city to provide our officers with safe weapons.
Union President Andrew Wagner says there are hundreds of cases around the country involving unintentional discharges of the same weapon, a 9mm handgun made by Sig Sauer, and that the union notified the city in June of last year that the guns needed to be replaced.
All we want is to make sure that the community is safe and our members are safe.
The Milwaukee mayor's office tells Fox 6 the mayor has had talks with police officials. New Hampshire-based Sig Sauer has denied that its P320 model is defective. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hurricane Fiona has left dozens of families stranded across Puerto Rico after smashing roads and bridges. Crews are still struggling to reach people 4 days after the storm smacked the island, causing historic flooding. Religious groups, nonprofits, and others are braving landslides, thick mud, and broken asphalt by foot in an effort to get food, water, and medicine to people in need. There are at least six municipalities that have been cut off by the storm. Hurricane Fiona is still a Category 4 hurricane as it churns toward Bermuda for a potential impact there late tonight. An initiative to legalize recreational use of marijuana in Oklahoma won't be on the ballot this fall.
A ballot question on whether to make recreational use of pot legal won't appear before voters in November. Wednesday's state Supreme Court ruling is a disappointment for Democrats, who had hoped the ballot question would energize liberal voters. The court ruled there's not enough time to put it on the November ballot this year. Legalization supporters say opponents were able to use the process to keep the question off the ballot, but justices say the question may be on the ballot for the next general election. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is against the measure. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.